Okay? And if my suit is worn out, you say you better go down and buy
a new suit.
Okay. A boy has all kinds of things in his pockets, and you might say his pockets simply
bulge.
Now, a man complains that when his shirt was washed, the collar got smaller. It what?
It was
the collar
too
got
stiff.
When it got smaller.
Shrunk.
A thing with a snap on it that you keep money in is a what?
Purse.
And the woman will wear some kind of ornamental
bracelet.
Thing. Right. And she has the bracelet here, and she wants to do what to it? She wants to
fasten it.
Or
put it on.
And if you were. He looked out the window and said, "It looks like rain. I'd better carry my
umbrella or a raincoat, either one."
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now the thing that you put on top of a bed when you make the bed, it's the thing you put on the very top.
Spread.
Would you call it a bed?
Bedspread.
You remember any different words for this? When
you
were a child.
Oh, let me see. Did they used to use them, call them counterpanes or something of that sort?
I
that never did, but then, mm-hmm.
You can remember that being used among
yes.
your people?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of coverlet for this?
Yes, I have heard that. That wasn't in my family, but I've heard people call them coverlets.
Not necessarily from this area?
No.
They'd be visitors?
No.
So. Okay. Now, the heavy thing, what you put on the bed in the winter to keep warm, you might refer to that.
A blanket.
Or any special kind of, takes a long time to make them.
Well, a woolen blanket would be what we'd really want, I would think.
I have an aunt who likes to set up some sort of equipment with boards and patch things together. Do you call that a what? Do you remember? It's a blanket of sorts, but it's very, very difficult to do. She takes patches of clothes. Or
make a patch quilt.
A quilt.
A quilt, that's what you wanted. Mm-hmm.
Would that, do you ever have any other word for quilt? You remember?
A comforter, yes, we used to use that, comforter. That was a little heavier than a quilt, I believe, though.
Uh-huh.
But it's used the same purpose.
Okay. Now, do you remember ever having the occasion when you had a lot of company and you didn't have enough room, didn't have enough beds, so you take a couple of these comforters or quilts and put them on the floor and let the children sleep on them? Do you have any special word for that?
I'll make a pad on the floor. That's what I would say. I'll put a pad on the floor.
Mm-hmm. You never call it a pallet?
Pallet, yes. That's yes.
You would be apt to use
pad,
it more.
Pad would be more. What I'd be apt to use.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you remember, do you ever see this new Sputnik or whatever it is that goes across the sky, the one that we can see?
Oh,
what
yes.
What do they call that? I can't think of the name of it. Most recent
these
one.
Streets when they're advertising something? Is
no,
that what
no,
you mean?
I mean this new artificial moon that we put up that
Explorer.
We can...
Explorer.
Yeah, Explorer.
Explorer.
Did you ever watch it? Did you ever see it?
No, I don't believe I
have. Well, we stood out in the backyard one night and we watched it go from way over here.
Okay,
so you say then it went, what? It went?
Overhead.
Or it went from here?
Across the sky. Oh, from north to south, or east to west.
Or you had it there a minute ago. It went all the way across?
Across the sky.
Yeah. Would you say clear across?
Clear across, mm-hmm. That's right.
By the way, do you have any word I almost forgot here for that round, sort of, it's not a pillow exactly, but it's... rounded, where the pillow goes, it goes all the way across.
Pillowcase.
Yeah, but it's, you ever use
a tick.
A tick?
A tick. Mm-hmm.
And what is a tick?
Well, that's what holds your feathers.
Like
or
a,
whatever
like a pillow,
you,
or you mean?
A pillow tick.
Pillow tick.
Mm-hmm.